Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's your old pals here. It's Ironhead and Scott Geese.
Say, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's National Repeat Day. Did you not know this is National Repeat Day?
I didn't know that.
On Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, today is National Repeat Day here on Sports Radio 90. Oh, this could be a long show.
This could be a long show.
Well, we're just letting you know. Facts are facts out there. So,
who's in charge of National Repeat Day? Somebody put that together. Who?
Probably Pete. Pete and Repeat, we're on a boat.
And Pete. Some guy named Pete. Okay, yeah, thank you very much. I thought maybe you were nipping the brew a little early this morning. It's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, both could be true.
Lots
to get to today. Ooh. And we will have a fun little program. We're getting the show coming through here somewhere for some reason. That is going to throw me off.
I have no idea. It's probably part of National Repeat Day.
We're repeating everything. Everybody's ahead of the game here. We'll have a check of sports coming up here in just a bit. Not quite the day we were hoping for yesterday, locally, but we'll run down the entire sports scene. Coming up in the second segment of today's big show. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, could not join us yesterday, will join us today. Got tied up with something else.
Life.
We'll just leave it at that.
Life
does occur. Right. 9:40, he will join us this morning, and we'll talk all things weather, including the haziness. From the wildfires. Also, later this hour at about 8:40, 8:45 in that neighborhood, Nikki Tice will join us. She is with Skills. She is the regional director of psychiatric rehabilitation for Skills, and she'll be here to talk about the mental health wrap-up event that was supposed to be the mental health kickoff event. It was scheduled to kick things off in May. For Mental Health Awareness Month, and then, you know, power outages and such. And so they're like, we got to reschedule this. And so they made it a wrap-up event. Actually, a pretty good idea, given the circumstances. And so that event will now be tomorrow evening over at Wasson Farm. But we'll get all of the details and talk with Nikki about that coming up about 40 minutes or so from now.
All right, that works. All right, lots to go over here. Yes, if you've been out and about this morning, it's a beautiful morning. It's gorgeous. And if you look up in the sky, you never look directly at the sun, all right? Don't do that, okay? But you may have noticed it was kind of hazy, almost like a midsummer humid day. Well, it's because of those Canadian wildfires, apparently. I saw one description, enhancing the sun. I'm like, no.
Enhancing?
I was like, what?
It's
no.
Is that what's happening?
It's enhancing?
It's an enhancement.
What the heck is that? So when we talk with our friend Joe Bastardi later next hour, we're hopefully get the full scoop from Joe. My question for Joe is going to be, all right, apparently drought conditions in Canada again, like a couple of years ago when it was a total mess. Remember that? Is that going to happen again? Ugh, I hope not. It's not nearly that bad. I'd like to think I've got a pretty good nose, but I can't really pick it up outside. A couple of years ago, I mean, as soon as you stepped out the door, okay, something's burning in Canada, and it came all the way down to us. Is that going to happen again? Ugh, I hope not. But we'll save that for Joe coming up later on. All right, boy, lots of interesting things out there. Let me start with these two. All right, now we're going to have a very, I think, interesting guest on Thursday.
Yeah.
There's a website, and I saw yard signs for this last week somewhere. I can't remember where I saw them. Called Center County Highway Revolt. And I saw this yard sign. I'm like, what is that? Center County Highway Revolt? Oh. Well, they have a website. Okay, what?
I think you saw it in a yard. Ladies and gentlemen,
well,
how do I do it? It could have been.
I'm not sure if I saw it in a yard. It might have been in front of a business or
something.
Well,
then it's not a yard sign if it's not in the yard of the business.
But if you do a web search, I assume you'll find their website. And so we're going to have a guest from this group, if it is a group. I'm not sure if it's a group or if it's just one person.
It could be a group.
It could be a group. I communicated with him yesterday, and he immediately said, yeah, I'd like to be on the show. I'm like, all right, cool, that's fine. The new road from Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills, all right, we've talked about that rather extensively, and that ball is rolling, if you will. Not everybody, of course, is happy about this new road, including some folks that instead of our new road, their argument is we should have train lines coming through Center County. We should have many more like light rail train lines. And I saw this, I'm just thinking, I don't know. So I contacted our guest on Thursday, contacted him yesterday. I told him in advance, I said, I'm going to let you know now, I'm not a fan of this plan. All right? I love trains. I love trains. I really do. But I'm not a fan of this plan. So I said, when you join us on Thursday morning, you're going to have to sell me, all right, on why you think your plan is a good one. But it's pretty extensive stuff on the website if you want to check it out on your own, and we'll have that guest on Thursday. All right, this should be an interesting conversation. Then I was out and about yesterday, but also I think I saw this 2-3 days ago. The new casino going in at the Nittany Mall. Folks, this thing is a foregone conclusion. All right, it just is. But at least one person out there still is not convinced or is just outright fighting this. And so I'm out and about. I saw it again yesterday. I think maybe Saturday or Friday when I was out and about, I may have seen something. Now, if you recall, all right, you were out golfing on Friday.
Hard at work.
Yeah, hard at work.
A
yes.
Labor of love.
I was here all by myself. So we had a guest from College Township, remember, one day last week, Thursday. And then later that day, an announcement came out about the name of this new casino. And they must have thought long and hard on this one because it's Happy Valley Casino. I hope they didn't spend too much money with a consultant trying to come up with this name.
Well, it does make some sense because it's a casino.
Yeah.
And a lot of people call this general area Happy Valley.
Yeah.
So you see how it fits together beautifully. It's Happy Valley Casino. It's just, it's brilliant.
You should be a consultant.
You know, I really should.
Make a lot of extra money and so on. Well, somebody or group wasted no time in putting together some new yard signs posted sort of in and around the Nittany Mall area. And the sign says, Happy Valley never asked for a casino at the mall. That's what the yard sign says.
Well, and that is actually completely true. Because you see, valleys can't speak is the issue here. They don't really have voices. They can't communicate. They're not animate objects. They're what we like to call inanimate objects. Valleys are just so. I mean, factually, that's just. That's accurate.
You're pulling out the big words today. Wow.
Well, I've been reading that there.
I'm impressed. Wow.
I read the Saurus the other night.
Now, I tell you what, whoever's putting these signs up, all right, first off, we have a phone line, 814-954-7266.
We have a phone line. It's right over
there. It's
here.
Right over there. All right.
Phone line.
When we have open time, we would love for you to call in and make your case. All right, call in, make your case. Again, this seems to be like 99.5% foregone conclusion. This thing's coming. They're doing all that work in the former Macy's store at the Nittany Mall. It's all cordoned off. We had our guest from College Township last week. Again, that falls in College Township. And he's like, yep, it's here. It's coming. Here we go. And then they come out with a new name. Interesting timing, same day as our guest. All right, that's cool. Whatever. All this stuff, and you still are fighting this thing. Okay, I mean, that's cool. I get it. We'd love for you to either call in, you know, when we have some open time, or if you want to go to our website, which again, 987thefox.info, 987thefox.info, click on the Contact Us link. Put in your information, you know, your name, you know, put down, you know, some information and send it. I'll get the message and maybe we can have you on an upcoming show on why you're still fighting this thing. Because, again, I'm not trying to condemn you, but this fight's over. But somebody keeps putting up these signs and real fast, Happy Valley never asked for a casino at the mall. Well, I don't know. Did somebody do a poll of Happy Valley? If so, I missed it. All right, I didn't see it. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Seriously, we'd love to hear from you. You know, contact us, all right? All right, now we got an interesting report yesterday, which we get every month. All right, we stream. Folks, this is worldwide. We are worldwide, and we have the proof.
Hello, world.
Right here, we've got the proof. So, again, go to our website, 987thefox.info. There's a whole bunch of streaming buttons there. Just click one of them.
I think it's right there in that bowl of tapioca. Because the proof is always in the pudding.
I don't like tapioca, but okay,
what?
That's fine.
Terrible. Well, that's where you find the proof.
Oh, for
chocolate,
crying out loud.
Chocolate pudding.
Oh.
Chocolate pudding.
No, the tapioca is where you put the proof.
Okay.
Come on.
Not at my house, but anyway.
Oh. So we got our report here for May, all right? And yes, we've got a lot of listeners that stream, listen online. Now, not necessarily just to our show, but, you know, all our different shows and sports and all this other thing.
Yeah, mostly our show.
Yeah, you're probably true. So according to this, 91% of our streaming listeners are from the United States. All right, well, that's not a surprise. 91%, I'm rounding a little bit, 91%. Now, it's interesting, according to this report, during the month of May, 5% of our online listeners were from Germany. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Deutschland. All right, 5% from Germany, 2% from Great Britain. Okay, 2% from Great Britain. Caller, hold on.
Excellent.
We'll get to you in a moment. Apparently, we have at least one listener from Greece. We have somebody from Greece that is tuning in.
I love it.
We have somebody from Poland who is tuning in. And apparently, we have at least one listener tuning in during May, one from Russia, and one from China.
I was not expecting
that. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I take that back. No. One from Russia. I got that one right. One from Canada.
Canada. One of those C countries.
Okay. Nobody from China. At least not yet.
Well.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Wait till the June numbers come in, baby. All right. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Good morning. The world's favorite morning show, which if you're listening right now halfway across the world, it's 8:14 in the evening. So they're probably having their
that would be a, that would be in Mongolia.
True enough. Okay. True enough.
Yeah, Mongolia somewhere. And this is the great thing about the internet. When used by radio as a source to transmit audio, because I love radio. Unfortunately, we're losing people under 45, so radio is. So it's important to not have an excuse if you're over 65. I don't know technology. Just be quiet, grab your phone, put it on Bluetooth, and stream it through your car audio. This way, you won't have to rely on terrestrial signals.
But I don't know that it's terrorist. I'm so dumb, I keep voting for Democrats. You know?
Oh, here we go.
Really? You know, I'm watching this Caitlin chick, the WNBA, and I think basketball is the most ridiculous game in the world.
Why?
It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's a bunch of, except for female basketball. I love WNBA. I never liked basketball until I watched women play. But men playing, they're like a bunch of apes running down the field, dunking a ball in a basket. There's no skill. There's no skill. Just get the biggest guy to run down the field. Women, my God, that's exciting, man. And what is it that they're so racist in the WNBA? Because they look at color. It's a white girl. You know, I blame moms for all this. The reason why you're male, answer this question for me, Scott. Okay.
Oh, man.
Get off your rhino. Get off your rhino for a second. Hey, you don't look that good riding the rhino.
Get off.
Answer this question. How could any mom allow their boy to identify as a woman and beat the crap out of women? And how do we accept that as a society? I'll tell you how. Dad's not in the house. Because if I had a boy who identified as a girl, I'd smack him around. And I don't believe in physical violence. But, you know, and I don't mean him literally smack him around. I mean, what are you doing? Where I grew up in Philadelphia, if we did that, our friends would beat us up. You don't do that. Hey, by the way, John, I'm identifying as a female today. You would never make it to school. Come on.
Okay.
No, I'm really being serious.
I'm sure you
are. You know, you're... Listen, I have hired over the years men that thought they were women and dressed as women. I don't care. But don't go playing in female sports and identify as a woman and beat the crap out of a girl who's worked her entire life to achieve greatness in her sport. Now, you guys are really into sports. Doesn't that infuriate you? Just recently, a male who identified as a female... You know, I mean, like, I know Democrats identify as people, as whether or not they're like apes. They're not as intelligent as apes. But how do we let people get away with this? I mean, I really need an explanation because I don't get it. Maybe I was born in the wrong era.
Maybe you were born in the wrong era. It's it's a free country. You know, you're allowed to express your opinion like you're doing right now. And other folks
well, it's
can
not
do
a
the
free
same.
Country.
And there it
okay,
is.
It's not a free. Okay, it's not a free country.
It's not?
July 4th. No, it's not.
Oh,
there's nothing
God.
You can do without permission.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do without permission in America. Nothing. We are a slave nation. You need a license to drive. You need a license. You need permission to build your house. You need permission to build your family. There's nothing you can do without permission. And when you go to school, you got to raise your hand and take a pee. Come on. What's it? It's free. Really? There's nothing. The only free thing in America is Democrats sucking off you, the taxpayer, to get stuff for free. That's the only free stuff. But no, I really want to know. I'm not being facetious. I'm not being facetious.
Yeah.
I want to know how we allow males with male genitalia, with testosterone, in female sports. Can you answer that? Because, you know, we need... Go ahead.
There's obviously, if you follow media, and I'm sure you do, there's a big argument about this. I mean, right now, there's these high school, it seems to always be track and field, high school track and field championships.
Track and field and swimming.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Those
two in particular.
Yeah.
But track and field, or right now, track and field.
Yep.
California, I don't know, West Coast schools apparently go a little later than we do. I don't know. California, Oregon, I think Washington. Interesting how they're all on the West Coast. You know, they're dealing with this where a former boy is winning girls' state track and field championship.
Whoa. What do you mean former boy? What do you mean former boy?
Their identification essentially would be a former boy.
No, there's no such thing.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You know, my daughter competed with boys in soccer. She,
okay.
For, I forget where she was competing, and she was beating them. She was that good. And I had a talk with her. I said, you know, this is kind of, do you really want to do this? You know, do you really, you know, want to, because, you know, girls when they're very young tend to be better in athletics than boys when they're very young, elementary. And she thought about it, and she decided no. She didn't want to do this. I think it's emasculating to have a female beat a male in sports, especially females that aren't females. They pretend to be. But how is this even debatable? How is it even debatable? I mean, answer my question. How is it debatable? You're a male or you're a female. You can't identify as one or the other. You're born with certain genitalia. How? Explain it to me. And doctors, these Frankensteins that do these transitional therapies, they should be in prison. And they should be in prison. Thank God, my daughters are in their 20s. They have 119. But, you know, the school system is so ridiculous. That's why I want it replaced. I want it abolished and get school boards and government out of it. They're so ridiculous. You know, my daughter, just before she graduated, she put BC down in school. Well, it's not BC anymore. It's BCE. I'm like, what are you talking about? We don't use before Christ. We use before Common Era. Really? Well, get a clue, teacher, because the Gregorian calendar is based on biblical doctrine. Okay, know the Catholic Church? And AD, after the death of Christ. They don't use that anymore. Before Common Era. And we put up with that baloney? Are you kidding me? Where are the men? Is it everybody's eating tofu? No one's eating meat anymore? Everyone has testosterone?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to have boys wear bras now?
We're all eating tofu. No, personally, I like a nice steak, so there we go.
Just let me tell you one thing. I've had women in my life, because I didn't get married until I was 45, that wanted me to sit down and pee, and I'm like, and had their dog do it. I'm like, no, not in this lifetime. I'm a guy. I don't do that. Maybe you do. I don't do that.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Here in America.
Oh, boy.
The men stand to pee, ladies and gentlemen. We stand at attention
usually
for the national anthem, and we stand to pee. Who's with us?
Okay, is this national repeat day? Before we take our break, now the one thing I'll mention, if you follow news, you saw this. California, this has been a dust-up in California about transgender sports and all this sort of thing. If I read this correctly, in California, they sort of made a last-minute rules change. Because I guess there was one transgender girl athlete who won an event, but somehow, if I understood this right, that person and the next girl, all right, next finisher, both finished in first place. So in other words, they gave both of them a first place. And I don't know if that's some kind of solution for this issue, but it's interesting. In California, again, this was a last-minute change. All right? Originally, before, it's you show up, you win, you win. Now it's changed. Folks, I don't have any fast answers to this one. All right? Our caller, we have open line time. That was pretty open. All right? Our caller has his thoughts. Okay, that's fine. There are no quick answers to this one. My friend is shrugging his shoulders here a little bit. I'm talking about the mass, you know, the national outlook. Am I in favor of it? No. All right. I think I shared this story that years ago I was a volunteer coach for Penns Valley Junior High Girls Soccer. It was the very first year of the program. They just got it off the ground. I helped them get it off the ground. That year, we didn't even have a schedule. We had to cobble together a schedule because it was put together too late. And this is junior high. We had an all-girl team, and we got some games together. We played some other middle schools that had co-ed teams, boys and girls on the same team. Not here, but a lot of other areas throughout the central part of the state, for a numbers game, that's all they can do. They have a junior high team. It's boys and girls playing together. Did our girls like playing the boys? No, they didn't, because they were faster and sometimes usually more physical, and it didn't work out all that well. I don't think anything's changed that much in about, God forbid, 15 or 20 years of time. It's the same stuff, except, well, now we have these new elements.
Uh-huh.
So there we go. Anyway, let's take a break. I don't want to repeat this. All right, no, National Repeat Day. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with sports. Rough day for local teams yesterday, unfortunately, but we got one. All right, stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Attention triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glenoe Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Thank you.
PIAA baseball and softball playoff tournaments got underway yesterday. We had five center county teams involved in action, four softball squads and one baseball team. Boy, what an effort by the Bellefonte baseball team yesterday. Red Raiders ultimately losing a heartbreaker in the opening round of the Quad A state playoffs. The Red Raiders opening up play in the tournament by taking on Indiana at Indiana. The game was scoreless through 9 innings, through 10 innings, through 11 innings of play. The Red Raiders then had a big threat in the top of the 12th. They left the bases loaded in the top of the 12th, could not get a run across. Indiana in the bottom of the 12th pushed the winning run across with a one-out walk-off RBI single from Ethan Shank. And so Indiana advances to the PIAA state quarterfinals. Peyton Vankas did everything he could for Bellefonte. He threw a seven-hit shutout. Threw seven shutout innings for Bellefonte. He scattered four hits. Had a pair of walks and struck out two. Vankas also had the only Bellefonte hit on the day. Again, 12 innings of play. It was a pitcher's duel and a defensive duel. Both teams with some really good defensive plays throughout the contest. Zach Lehman ended up with the tough luck loss in relief for Bellefonte. He was terrific, allowing just that one run on eight hits and four and a third innings of relief. Bellefonte heartbreakingly sees its season end with a record of 13-9. Indiana is now 22-1. Indiana has not lost since the month of April. Their only loss came way back in the early stages of the season. Indiana on to the quarterfinals on Thursday. Center County softball teams going 1-3 in the opening round of the PIAA state playoffs yesterday. The lone win came in a game heard right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as Baldy Galarian knocked off Avonworth by an 8-2 final in the AAA tournament. Sierra Albright getting the complete game victory. Albright giving up two runs on seven hits. The Baldy Galarian ace also struck out eight. A trio of seniors each had a pair of hits for Baldy Galarian in Kaylee Eckert, Alexa Bainey, and Sydney Thompson. Eckert stole home on a passed ball for the first run of the game in the bottom of the first. Baldy Galarian scored two runs in each of the first two innings, added three in the fourth and one in the fifth. Baldy Galarian also getting some stellar defense throughout the game, including a sensational catch by Taylor Habovic. Baldy Galarian now 19-3 on the season, and Baldy Galarian will next face St. Mary's in the AAA quarterfinals. That game will be on Thursday. We will learn, probably this morning, the site and the time for Thursday's quarterfinal matchup. At Baldy Galarian now three wins away from a state championship. The state college softball team, much like Bellefonte baseball, what an effort and just a heartbreaking end as they nearly pulled off the upset. State College ultimately falling to powerful Hempfield 2-1 in the 6A tournament yesterday. State High was down 2-0 in the top of the 7th, got a run across on an error, and had a runner at third before a ground out ended the game. MJ McShay had the only hit of the afternoon for State College. The Little Lions finished their season with a record of 11-9. In the 4A tournament, Bellefonte losing at home to Blackhawk 9-3. Sloan Moore went 3-for-3 for Bellefonte and scored a couple of runs. Sadie Ripka was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Bellefonte sees its season come to an end with a record of 19-3. And in the 3A tournament, Phillipsburg Osceola's remarkable postseason run ending with an 11-0 loss to powerful Susquehanna. Cameron Chverchko had two of the Lady Mounties' four hits in the game. Phillipsburg Osceola ends its season with a record of 14-8. Penn State men's basketball adding another big get to the 2025 recruiting class yesterday. This according to Armin Jovic on X. The Nittany Lions getting Turkish guard Malai Tunka. Tunka becoming the sixth member of the recruiting class. Even before Tunka becomes part of the class, Penn State's class ranked 26th in the nation. That is the highest ever ranking for a Penn State men's basketball recruiting class. The 19-year-old guard, averaging 6.4 points and 2.2 assists, on 50% shooting from the field and 45.8% shooting from three-point range in the Turkish Super League this past season. He was a bench fixture and was the youngest player on the team's Euro Cup run. He is the second international addition to Penn State's recruiting class, following Croatian center Ivan Juric's commitment, which came last month. The National Football Foundation releasing the official 2026 College Football Hall of Fame ballot yesterday. Two Penn State icons are among the players up for consideration. Running back Kajana Carter, who spent 3 years with the Nittany Lions from 92 through 94. Of course, had a sensational 94 season, finishing second in the Heisman Trophy voting to Rashawn Salaam. He went on to be the number one draft pick by the Cincinnati Bengals, and over seven seasons with the Bengals, Redskins, and Saints. He rushed for 1,114 yards and 20 touchdowns. Brown spent his Penn State career from 96 through 99, and he was a unanimous first-team All-American in 99. And, of course, was a first overall pick in the 2000 draft by the Cleveland Browns. He played six seasons in the NFL with the Browns and the Broncos. Penn State men's soccer announcing its schedule for the upcoming 2025 season. Penn State will open with a trio of scrimmages at home against American, Harcum College, and Loyola, Maryland. The Nittany Lions will open up the regular season against Stetson on Thursday, August 21st. We already knew that. Penn State will then have a road trip to New York, visiting Army West Point on August 24th and Syracuse on August 28th. The Nittany Lions will be back at Jeffrey Field for a Monday matinee on Labor Day against Missouri State. Penn State will also face Mercyhurst on Friday, September 5th, and then we'll open up Big Ten play on Friday, September 12th as the Nittany Lions travel to Rutgers. Penn State will have its first Big Ten home game against Indiana on Friday, September 19th. Penn State women's basketball head coach Carolyn Keeger announcing the addition of a two-time All-American and first-round WNBA draft pick Shanice Johnson as an assistant coach. Johnson brings a lot of experience on the playing front with her to Happy Valley. She represented the United States as a member of the 2009 under-19 team that won a gold medal at the World Championships in Thailand. The Pittsburgh Pirates will open a 9-game homestand with the first of three against the Houston Astros tonight. The Bucks have the second-worst record in the National League at 22-38. Thank you, dear Colorado Rockies, who, by the way, snapped an 8-game losing streak with a 6-4 win over the Marlins yesterday. They never did get to that 10-win mark in May. They waited till June. They are now 10-50 on the season. If you're wondering, yes, that is an historically bad start in Major League Baseball. With the loss on Sunday that made them at the time 9-50, Colorado became the first team in the modern era of baseball, which is since 1901, to reach 50 losses before picking up their 10th victory. Ooh. First team in all that time. The last team that had 50 losses before it got to 10 wins in Major League Baseball was the 1884 Kansas City Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? They started the season 7-50-2. The 1884 season was the franchise's only year in operation.
Gee, I wonder why.
The Cowboys disbanded after the season when the Union Association dissolved. Pirates game with the Astros tonight will start at 6:40. Airtime will be at 6:15 right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Phillies will open a three-game series against the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight. First pitch will be at 7:07. Philadelphia's 36-23 on the season, and Philadelphia trails the New York Mets by a game and a half in the National League East. Going into that big series, of course, the Pirates and Phillies will play in Pittsburgh against one another this weekend in a three-game series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And with the... that gets people talking. The annual financial disclosures were made by Penn State University regarding the salaries. There's the right to know makes the university publish total compensation for officers and key employees. And the list comes out, and five of the 10 highest paid Penn State employees by salary only, five of the top 10 in salaries are in Penn State athletics. You have James Franklin, the highest paid, Mike Rhodes, the second highest paid, Pat Kraft, interestingly, fifth highest paid, Mike Yurcich. This is all for last year. So this is the 2023-2024 year. Okay. So I guess, depending on how you look at it.
A year ago.
Yeah. And then Mike Yurcich again was sixth on the list. So four of the top six. And then Kale Sanderson checks in at number 10 on that particular list. We may talk about that a little bit more later. I've already seen some snarky comments on... again, you can not like it, but to not understand the impact that Penn State athletics and Penn State football in particular have on the overall economy of this area and of the university is, you're just not paying attention if you don't understand the impact. We can argue about whether or not that's right, but people are interested in what they're interested in, and they come for what they're interested in. And there's a reason. Those salaries are what they are, and I would argue those folks are earning every penny of it. But we'll talk more about that.
Coach Sanderson's
coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We will take a break here. Because, you know, we can.
We have a guest.
And we do have a guest coming up on the other side of said break. We will be talking here with Nikki Tice from Skills, the regional director of the Psychiatric Rehabilitation for Skills. And again, we'll do so on the other side of this break. You're listening to Let's Talk, and we appreciate your doing so on this Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Attention Triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O. Haubaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap,
Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duddery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM, The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BellefonteCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BellefonteCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Well, how could you not have a good feeling? You're listening to Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, some open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will also join us in that 9 o'clock hour, final segment of this morning's program. Nikki Tice with Skills joining us in studio. I'm bringing my computer over so I can see that she is the Regional Director of Psychiatric Rehabilitation for Skills. Nikki, thank you for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Every time. I love it coming here.
She is here to talk about what we like to call, I know some of you were thinking kickoff event. I like to call it a wrap-up event. If you don't know, we had to make a bit of an adjustment with this year's event coming up now, tomorrow at Wasson Farm. Doggone power outages got in the way for what was supposed to be a kickoff event, so everybody made the necessary adjustments, and now it's a wrap-up party. But the impact and the significance of this event still very much the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk about, for folks that don't know, just give us a little background on yourself and how you got involved with Skills. And then I'm guessing most people have at least heard of Skills, but maybe some don't know exactly what all Skills does and the far-reaching impact that the Skills has in our
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely. Yes. So I started with Skills about 10 years ago for a master's internship and loved it and never left. So here I am. I've been able to work my way up and, as you said, a regional director overseeing some of our mental health services here in Center County. Skills as a whole has been around for 65 years. We cover over 17 counties, various services across there, making a really big impact on a lot of people's lives. So our mental health department is a bit smaller compared to our more residential side, but still very impactful nonetheless.
Talk a little bit about the residential side. I know that's not what you're involved, but it really is such an important tool for our community and for people to be able to assert some independence, where once upon a time, I think we just, as a society, wouldn't allow that. I'm not sure they could handle that.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think Skills as a whole, whether it's residential or mental health services, the idea is to help people be as independent and have a good quality of life as much as possible, despite their disabilities. So whether that be residential, where, you know, we are allowing people to integrate into their community, where maybe before we would not have done that, we are allowing those opportunities now. The independent choices are still being made so that people can still feel like they have a choice and they have a say in their own life. And then more on our mental health side, same concept, but it is very much how do I manage my mental health on a daily basis to be as independent as possible and to have a satisfying life.
Nikki, talk a little bit about the importance of the support structure also, and the importance of maybe the support structure folks taking care of their own mental health, because that can be a challenge sometimes too that I think maybe goes under the radar a little bit, and
yes,
it probably should not.
Yes, I think all healthcare, whether it be physical health or mental health services, if you're providing a service where you are caring for other people and taking on their challenges as kind of your own, it is so important to take care of yourself. And it's actually really hard to do for a lot of people, a lot of us. It's just go, 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 got to take care of the other people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the end of the day, you're just drained and wondering why, what happened. So it's really important to be able to have that work-life balance. Some positions may be easier to do that than others, but I think it goes to show you that people in this field truly just care about other people, even if it means sacrificing a little bit of the self-care.
Yeah, I do wonder, if we need, maybe there is. I'm not aware of any formal, support group thing, but I think informally, I know my wife will share with others, but it is, you do need something that's like, all right, this is a lot.
Yes.
And it's why, I mean, we do see high burnout rates, in special education and just across the board, because it's a lot that you're dealing with.
Yeah, and I think, I know I can speak personally to my team, my coworkers, my staff. We utilize each other for that all day long, just as a person, even to give a look of like, help me, tag me out so I can take a minute, or returning back to the office and just having a moment to vent and process what just happened.
Yeah.
That's really important. So I think you're right. It's more informal than having a formal support group. We probably wouldn't have time for it anyways.
True enough.
But definitely you need to rely on your team.
Along those lines, we've been talking a lot, with different organizations here about the importance of collaborative efforts. Mm-hmm. And I know Skills does a ton of collaborative efforts, and we'll get to the reason we're having you here in just a moment, which is a collaborative effort for tomorrow's event. But the importance of that, where, all right, we're kind of filling this need, But boy, it clearly overlaps with this group that's providing this need, and just joining people together. And again, kind of the same idea. Let's share some of the burden here.
Yes, we are very fortunate here in Center County to have a very well-rounded mental health services network.
Yeah.
And that even will trickle into maybe the residential piece for some of our individuals, or outside of that, maybe childcare, school, all of the things. It is very collaborative. And if you think about each individual, what is their support team look like? And it's usually comprised of, you know, maybe it's somebody from Skills, somebody from the county, mental health services, a therapist. It takes a village, honestly. Yeah. And we say that about raising children. It's just about caring for people in general. It takes the team to work collaboratively together to give that person the best quality of life.
Let's talk a little bit about the event, which is now, again, the wrap-up party for May was Mental Health Awareness Month, but it is okay to be aware all 12 months of the year of the impact of mental health. But talk a little bit about this event. Who all's involved, what all's involved, and then some of the particulars.
Sure, yeah. Really excited about this event. Always, I always am. But this is our 19th annual mental health celebration here in Center County. Next year will be our 20th celebration. It's going to be awesome, I know. We'll get planning pretty quickly. But going back to that collaborative details, we have a group of providers from Center County that all came together and formed a planning committee. And together, we've worked really hard to bring you the event that's happening tomorrow. Again, like we had to do that adjustment. That was a really hard decision. But, you know, looking at the impact those storms had on the county as a whole, it was definitely the best decision to do that.
No question. So
now, we get to kind of reflect on Mental Health Awareness Month in May and just realize, like, how big of an impact mental health is. I mean, you cannot have a diagnosis. You still have a mental health that you are responsible for managing and taking care of.
Now, my understanding is, though, the one downside, so it was going to be a kickoff event, now it's a wrap-up event, you had to double the prices. So we're sorry about that the decision was made. They just had to double up the prices. It is free.
Nikki, don't encourage her.
You and my wife, everybody's always,
don't encourage me.
And you can just show up. They're not reservations or anything. Yes. Anybody can show up.
Yep. Doors open at 5 p.m. to the public. We are targeting the public.
Yep.
The idea here is let's, one, reduce the stigma of the conversation of mental health. That should be as simple as talking about, hey, I got a high blood pressure diagnosis yesterday. That should be just as basic as talking about your mental health with somebody. And hopefully someday it will be.
Yeah.
So connecting to those services, reducing the stigma. We also will have a vendor fair there. So a variety of mental health providers from Center County will have tables set up. You can gather resources, information. They'll probably have little freebies that you can take. And just have those connections, because being prepared and having that information is extremely important. You do not have any idea how scary it can be to have a loved one just disclose out of the blue, I'm really not feeling great, and maybe they're considering taking their life. That is terrifying. But if you are prepared and have resources available at hand to be like, hey, at this event, I saw these people might be able to help us. That's what we're trying to do. Just make connections. Maybe you don't have anybody in your life right now who needs that. You never know.
Well, and that is one of the things, since I first got together with my wife, just that was eye-opening to me. And again, just naively and kind of stupidly not thinking about it, but it's just like your physical health. We're all on a spectrum, and you may be very healthy for all of your life, and then all of a sudden, man, you get a heart attack, or you get this cancer diagnosis, and I think sometimes people think, well, no, if you're either have issues or you don't. And it's like, well, no, and a variety of things, just like with health, can contribute to it, and so. You know, one of the things that I just think is so important is trying to get just like we try to get good, healthy habits physically for young people, man, if you can get young people engaged early, and this is how you can take, and again, it, just like physical health, it's not, all right, this is, there's certain things that, yes, will help everybody, but not everybody needs the same thing for mental health. And I think just getting an understanding of that as early as you can and getting good mental health habits in place is critical.
Yes, and the event is family friendly. So, yeah. You know, there's obviously the resources and information. There's great food from Good Day Cafe, our Wasson ice cream. You know, Center Helps is sponsoring us again this year for a second time in a row. Lots of great collaborations, but we really do encourage people to bring your kids. There's nothing that should be said in the speaking portion that's going to be, you know, triggering or, you know, something that you wouldn't want to expose children to. Yeah. It's very much in a positive framework. So, but just talking about mental health as a whole.
When does the program, at 5 o'clock is when folks can start arriving. When does the program and
the speaking portion will start at 5:30.
Okay.
It should be fairly brief.
Yeah.
We want to have plenty of time for that mingling to make those connections, enjoy the food. There will be music by Kevin Briggs there as well, live music. So, really well-rounded event. Lots of really great information, but really just a good time too.
Yeah. Anything about the event that I should have asked that I didn't ask you?
I don't think so. Like I said, I'm very excited that we have our planning committee, very collaborative. A lot of people are invested in this. And like I said, guest experience is really important to us. You know, if it's going to be a boring event, people will not show up, and then our mission is just not going to happen. So we are trying to make it entertaining and provide, you know, like I said, good food, Wasson ice cream for free. Everything's free. So just we really encourage, if you have time tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock, doors open, and we should be celebrating our wrap-up party for Mental Health Awareness Month.
And it does feel like this area, just going back to the stigma around it, like it feels like we're maybe a little ahead of the game of a lot of other areas, and I'm wondering if part of it is just obviously Strawberry Fields, mm-hmm. and you see Good Day Cafe, which you mentioned will be there and part of this, and providing those opportunities. I think the fact that we host Special Olympics probably helps people in terms of you can recognize what people are capable of, regardless of circumstances, and I'm just wondering if you feel that, like maybe we're a little ahead of the curve here. If you talk to folks in other areas of the state or country,
I definitely think we are. You know, I know, unfortunately, there are some counties in the surrounding areas that they don't even really do a mental health celebration. That's something we've been doing for 19 years now.
Yeah.
So it's just something that's really prevalent and really important. I think it goes as a reflection of just our network here in Center County. We're very lucky to have a strong mental health network here. Very connected, very collaborated. If I can't provide a service for somebody within my means, I know who to go to help connect them to somebody who can help them. And that's something that we really pride ourselves here across the board, I think, for Center County.
Yeah. As always, we appreciate the time. Great to see you. And unlike what was going to be the kickoff event, it does look like it's going to be a perfect evening, especially for ice cream.
Especially for ice cream, yes.
So head on over to Wasson Farm tomorrow there along Shingletown Road, right at the corner of Shingletown and Branch, and enjoy. It should just be a wonderful evening, what will be the wrap-up event for Mental Health Awareness Month, which, of course, was in May. But, again, it is okay to celebrate year-round. And so 5 o'clock tomorrow, Wasson Farm. And I do think it's an important message, too. Bring the family. Like,
yes.
First of all, Wasson Farm is a fantastic place to bring your kiddos. But really, again, the earlier, just like with physical health, the earlier you can get people in good habits and get an understanding of what they should be looking for in themselves and their peers, I just think the better off we're going to be in the long term in terms of trying to provide the best mental health possibilities for everybody across the board.
Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will
hope to see a lot of people there tomorrow.
Yes. My gosh, it's going to be... did we mention ice cream? I mean, come on.
Free ice cream.
Crying out loud. How many opportunities are you going to have for that this summer? So 5 o'clock tomorrow, Wasson Farm for the Mental Health Awareness Month, a wrap-up event for this year. We'll have some open phone time on the other side of the break. Again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, joining us at about 9:40 this morning. Morning. You're listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIM, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a stock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit bellefontecruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or bellefontecruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
WFXX, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266 as we roll on here on this Tuesday morning. Yeah, if you get a chance, stop by Wasson Farm tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock. The event will start, the Mental Health Awareness Month wrap-up event this year. And again, free ice cream, I mean, for crying out loud. Who is going to turn that down? But it is. It's a really neat opportunity to get to know some folks that are, one, doing some great work in our area, but also can provide real assistance in a wide variety of ways. And certainly, yeah, you want to know where to turn to if you get to the crisis level, but it is okay to also, let's try to avoid getting to the crisis level and maybe understand the resources that are available to just help deal with the stresses of everyday life. And again, it's just such a wide variety of things that that can trigger mental health issues or a mental health crisis. And again, just understanding that, knowing that, learning more about it, very important. So 5 o'clock tomorrow, Wasson Farm. Check it out. Again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be joining us at about 9:40 this morning for the final segment. We will have Bald Eagle Area Softball in the PIAA State Quarterfinals on Thursday. The time and the location of that game Thursday against St. Mary's will be released later today. And Todd and Norm Brown will again provide the coverage of now our lone Center County team remaining in the baseball and softball playoffs. We have nobody left in the baseball playoffs from Center County, but Bald Eagle Area will forge on in the softball playoffs, and wish the Eagles the best of luck as they move forward.
And watch the weather.
Well, yeah, that too. I have been picking at that.
All right. And, now we're going to talk with Joe Bastardi about weather in about half an hour
or
so.
Yes, we will.
Here's a story from PennLive.com. Yeah, did you notice it rained in May? Did you notice that?
I hadn't picked up on that. Was there
really
rain? I'll be a son
of a gun. Where were you living?
Huh.
You weren't living here. Records apparently set. And so I caught this story from Penn Live from, actually it's from, yesterday I got it. At least down in Harrisburg. Now, Penn Live is based in Harrisburg. Harrisburg set a rainfall record in May. They always seem to do this at airports. You know, the official station, whatever, is at an airport.
That's right.
So this would be at Harrisburg International, which, of course, is not in Harrisburg. It's in Middletown.
Well, there's not.
Close enough.
Yeah.
They had, for the month of May, 10.02 inches of rain in the month of May.
Ooh.
The normal, like an average for the month of May, is 3.83 inches. Yikes. So if we round off a little bit, the normal is 4 inches. They got 10 inches. And it beat the previous record, which was set back in 1989. And apparently, they were not alone. All right, now I'm going down the list here. Somebody compiled 10 other Pennsylvania cities, and apparently all of them were above average. Yes, State College is on this list. Apparently for the month of May, our average rainfall is 3.64 inches. This past May, according to, and I'll assume this was at the airport, I guess, they measured 7.56 inches. That's over twice The average.
It seems like a lot.
That is a lot, yes. Now, it's not as much as some other places. Remember, Harrisburg, 10 inches.
That is true.
Allentown, 10.45 inches. Their normal is 3.65 inches. That's like three times normal. So Allentown, I got a kiddo that lives in that area. They got very wet over there. Altoona, not as much as us. Altoona had 6.9 inches of rain for May. Remember, we had about 7.5. Johnstown had about 8.7 inches of rain. That's twice the average. Lancaster was over twice the average. Philadelphia was almost twice the average. Pittsburgh's the outlier here. They were just slightly above average.
Huh.
They only had 4 inches of rain for May in Pittsburgh. Up in Williamsport, over 7 inches of rain. Not quite as much as us, but pretty close. York had 8.5 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain. So it says here, of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania, only five of them had below normal rainfall. Why? I have no idea why, but five of them didn't make it. Okay. Actually, they're probably happy they didn't make it. Yikes. So is June going to be a lot like May? Well, we're going to have to find out, all right? There is some rain in the forecast for, what, a couple of days from now. That's why I'm saying Thursday. We're supposed to have big warm-up, 80s, all right, you hot weather people. I hope you're happy. All right, here it comes.
So, so happy.
The hot and humids, all right? So, you know, be on the lookout for that. And again, I have been able to mow my lawn. Parts of my lawn look awful because there's tracks. And they're really ugly.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, sorry about that. Dog, don't go in the track. All right. Just like, yeah, stay away from the track. Yikes. Anyway. All right. You got something.
Real quick. I neglected to mention, and I should have mentioned, I don't know why I neglected to mention it, but we do the lacrosse championships and the boys volleyball championships get underway today in the PIAA state tournament. So State College actually has three PIAA state tournament home events today. So the AAA lacrosse championships will have both State College girls and boys hosting games today at the North Turf. State College girls will get things underway against Pine Richland at 4:30, and then the boys team will take on Shadyside Academy at 6. So girls lacrosse at 4:30, boys to follow. Again, both of those games will be at the North Turf at the State College North Building, High School North. And then the State High Boys Volleyball team will be in action tonight as well, this evening at 5:30 against Penn Trafford. And that'll be in the State High North Gym. Again, that's in the opening round of the AAA tournament with all three events. So State College girls lacrosse at 4:30, boys lacrosse at 6, and boys volleyball at 5:30 in PIAA state tournament action this evening. Good luck to all of the state high teams.
Yeah, move on to the next round. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Now, we've mentioned this before. It is difficult right now to be a college graduate. All right. And frankly, it's difficult right now to be a college graduate. All right, a lot of challenges, a lot of things out there.
It's just difficult, period.
Well, it's especially for these folks, all right?
It's just hard.
And so I came across this story. I like to follow education stuff because that's kind of what I did with my old job. There's a website called Higher Ed Dive, all right? Not dive like sloppy dive. This is like deep dive. And these folks report on education stuff. And I saw this story from a couple days ago, and I thought, ooh, oh, boy, really? Ooh. The headline says, one in four employers say they will eliminate degree requirements by year's end. So, in other words, there's a growing number of businesses out there, they don't really care if you have a bachelor's degree in blah, blah, blah. They just don't. They're looking more apparently now at relevant experience. If you have some experience in whatever this company does or whatever this business does, according to the story, a quarter of all of the employers surveyed said, bachelor's degree, we really don't care. We want to hire some people that have some experience. All right. It says here, 7 in 10 hiring managers said their company looks at relevant experience over a bachelor's degree when they go to hire people. Oh, boy. Now, this is a big survey. They surveyed 1,000 hiring managers. That's a lot. All right. This isn't a handful of people. This is a lot. Companies without degree requirements have a surge in applications, which is, it says here, that means a more diverse applicant pool. Well, that's good. And the ability to, the ability to offer lower salaries. Okay, that's not good.
Well.
So that's why some, well, that would be why some of these companies probably are doing this. They just are.
Yeah.
And for all kinds of different roles, all right. I'm reading here from the story. 42% of hiring managers said that Gen Z, that would be today's high school kids, college kids, people in their 20s, Gen Z should prioritize gaining job experience over getting a degree. Whoa. All right, what are these people looking for? Well, they're looking for practical skills. Of course, they want somebody with some experience. Practical skills related to artificial intelligence tools. Okay, this is a hot one, folks. They're looking for people with strong interpersonal and communications skills. Whoa. Okay, so this idea of you don't need a college degree to get a decent job anymore keeps growing. All right, let's see if we can help some people. All right, before we take a break, let's see. We have from Visual Capitalist, one of my favorite websites, America's fastest-growing job sectors. So if you want to get a job, this is where you're supposed to go. Are you ready?
I don't know that I am.
No,
I'll try to get ready.
You and I are not ready for this.
I
number one on the list by a mile is health care and social assistance. Now, we just sort of had Nikki, you know, just join us. That social assistance, that is a growing area. And apparently, now, I've got a daughter who's a nurse. Healthcare, she's set for life. She could be a nurse anywhere she wants. She'll have no trouble getting a job, and she'll make good money doing it.
Well, I'll tell you, the mental health care is, I don't know whether it's on that
yes.
list, but in terms of needs, and we talked about it a little bit with Nikki, like I do think this area in many ways is ahead of the game in terms of the approach it takes with mental health, which doesn't mean like we still have a ways to go and there's still issues. And one of the issues is we don't have we were talking about resources and knowing how to get the help you need. One of the problems, and much like with physical health, is, yeah, you try to get an appointment with, like, a child psychiatrist, and, I would like one in the next couple of days, please. You'll be just as if,
good luck
if
with
you,
that.
Yeah, if you're trying to make a doctor's appointment. Yeah, I'd like to just get in for a regular checkup. You got something next week? Did you mean next year? Yes, next year I probably can squeeze you in at some point. We just, there's a shortage, real shortage right now.
They are
on both fronts.
They are hiring. They
big
are
time.
Hiring. This particular survey is from February to April of this year.
Yeah.
In other words, what are the hot ones for this year, like right now? Transportation and warehousing is near the top of the list.
Yeah.
Professional and business services. Okay. Financial activities. Okay. Construction has seen growth. Leisure and hospitality. Okay. Now, it's interesting. Aren't we supposed to be cutting government jobs? Didn't I read that somewhere? Cutting
that's what
government?
I heard.
No. Those are going up. Government jobs. And there's a bunch of lists. Then there's one at the bottom. of this graphic.
Yeah, pray tell, what could that be?
Well, this one's labeled information.
Uh-huh.
And there's a subhead. It says, sectors that produce, process, and distribute data, such as publishing, telecom, and broadcasting.
Hello.
And then I've got this story real quick before we take a break. Now, yeah. The next time you go to the grocery store, all right, we all go to the grocery store, right? Probably, I'm thinking big supermarkets. You've seen publications. You go to the checkout counter, and there's like a little newsstand there of publications, you know, like tabloids and stuff like that, all right? This just got announced. Apparently, several of these are going out of business. So if you want to get one of these, you better get one now before they disappear. I'll be honest, I've never bought one of these. In Touch, although I've seen that one, In Touch. Life and Style magazine, going out of business. Closer, or Closer, okay. And First for Women. Okay, I don't do that one. First for Women.
No.
They're going to close them down. They're laying off the entire workforce for all four of those magazines. Those folks are going to have no job. Now, what caught my eye is all four of these are owned by McClatchy. Now, our friends from the Center Daily Times are owned by McClatchy. And, you know, they've had their, I guess, share of struggles and changes and so on. I mean, the media business is just changing hugely. And so this fastest growing job sectors, the information category is in the negative red numbers. Buddy, we got to go find another job.
What?
I think we got to go do that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll see if we found another job by that point. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll have some open line time when we come back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Best Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment,
They're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open. One final open line segment here this morning before we are joined by Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, for the final segment of this morning's show. You can give us a call at 814-954-7266.
All right, some quick things here. First off, they had that big debate in Boston yesterday between John Fetterman and Dave McCormick. And frankly, it was a nothing burger, to use that familiar new term. It was a nothing burger. Because more often than not, apparently, in this debate, the two men essentially agreed with each other.
Yeah.
All right? And there's an audience there. I saw some clips on TV last night. There's an audience there. And the people just, when you know, the camera shots sometimes of the folks in the audience, they didn't look too happy. All right? It's like, I think they were waiting for fisticuffs to break out or something. Yes, Mr. Fetterman showed up in his hoodie and shorts. There he was. I'm thinking, buddy, am I that much of a prude or a curmudgeon? Would you please put on a suit? At least a shirt and tie?
Not a chance. Now it's part of the
shtick?
Yes.
All right. For those of you that fly, in other words, you take airlines. All right, here's some interesting things.
Oh, I thought you meant actually fly. Like they just
can you fly?
They have the ability.
That would be
in
cool.
My dreams. It's always a very uncomfortable feeling.
I don't want to go
like
there.
Get way up there, and all I'm right. Like, what is going on? How am I going to get down?
You land. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I don't. I just fall in my dreams,
all right.
And then I wake up.
Now, at State College Airport, it's still just United and American Airlines. We're waiting for Delta to finally come back. I don't know. No timeline on that.
I'm waiting for TWA to come back. It's just, I'm just going to wait.
You're going to
wait patiently
long,
over here.
Huh?
You're going to wait a long time.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, first off, if according to this, starting today, if you are flying on United Airlines, all right, now I assume this is anywhere. United Airlines, you are supposed to check in at least 45 minutes before your flight.
Oh, boy.
Now, the old time was 30 minutes. All right? I remember 30 minutes. Now, granted, State College Airport isn't super busy, okay? When I have flown out of there in the past, you can normally kind of walk right in. There's probably a really short check-in line, and you can get stuff done, and you can get there a half an hour before your flight. Well, not anymore. Now it says for United, it's 45 minutes domestic flights.
As long as they don't make us get there like 3/4 of an hour before the flight, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Okay, do the...
Wait a second! What?
Do the basic math. All right, now, I pulled this from Morning Brew, which is the popular business newsletter, one of my favorites. They did a story this week with information from Thrifty Traveler, which is a booking website. This is for airlines, okay? And according to Thrifty Traveler, now, folks, if you notice this, if you've done some flying recently, all right, you did some flying recently, although you had people with you.
I did.
This would be flying alone, like it's just you.
I call that solo flying.
It's
a term I coined.
According to the story, American, United, and Delta often charge passengers more money if they're traveling alone. How about that? Now, this is according to this outlet. So they had an example, which is an interesting example. If you were flying from Chicago O'Hare, which I've flown through O'Hare past stuff many times, to Peoria, Illinois. Now, first off, those are both in the state of Illinois. Chicago, Illinois, Peoria, Illinois. Okay. If you were flying alone, no, I'm sorry, if you were flying with somebody else.
Yeah.
It was an average of $181 for your ticket. If you were flying alone, the ticket magically became $269.
Ooh.
This is in the state of Illinois. All right, it's not like a long distance. It's one of those whoop, whoop, and you're there. You go up, you come down, you're done. $269 for whoop, whoop, just do that. Now, first, that's the first thing that caught my eye. I'm like, they're charging what? For how? For where? Now, I'd have to go look. What is the, you know, if I was flying from State College to Philadelphia, now that would be American. And that's all I'm doing, just going to Philadelphia. How much would that ticket be? I'm going to have to check that out of sheer curiosity. Now, according to the story, it says this practice wasn't consistent on all flights, but it was an absolute trend. So this outlet, Thrifty Traveler, released this information last week.
Now, I do have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any information in there on this.
Yes.
I am wondering, and just wondering, have no idea, but I'm just thinking it through for a moment. So often you will get better deals the further out you book. And I'm just thinking, like, we don't go on a family vacation on, like, a whim.
Yeah.
It is more likely, I think, if you are single and, hey, I want to go see my buddy this weekend, if you have the, you know, means to do it, it's, yeah, all right, maybe next weekend I'll go. I'm just wondering if part of it may be that it'd be one thing if you're all booking at the same time, and maybe that's still the case, but I'm just wondering if maybe part of it is, all right, I'm only giving you 2 weeks' notice that I'm going to fly, whereas the family is saying, all right, let's plan this thing out 10 months in advance.
Well, this example, flying from Chicago to Peoria, it says next month.
Okay.
So this is a month out.
Okay.
Which is kind of close.
Yep.
All right. Yes, if you book several months in advance, you normally would get a lower price. But what this Thrifty Traveler is saying is there's a disparity between flying, like buying multiple tickets at a time and buying one ticket.
Hmm.
Now, it shouldn't be that way.
No.
And according to the story, when Thrifty Traveler released this story a few days ago, Delta and United have quietly pivoted to charging solo passengers the same as the member of larger groups.
Now,
I wonder how that happened.
Are they just lowering, or is it like, well, we were charging $260 here, we were charging $180 there, so now we'll just charge $205 for everybody.
It just says charging solo passengers the same as members of a group.
Hmm.
That's all it is.
I would like to hear reducing to the price
that'd
that was
nice.
The group is what I'd like to hear. I'm wondering how what that adjustment is.
Now, it says as of Friday, American Airlines allegedly is still doing this. You know, different kinds of prices for groups or solo.
Well, it is interesting that I mean, it's across the board that there are, you can get charged differently. Even if, like, a group of three might get charged one amount here and a different group of three. Like, and it's the same thing with, like, hotel rooms. And I mean, it could be, I'm not even taking into account, like, the frequent flyer miles or if you have the hotel, you know, card or whatever. I'm just, like, it does seem kind of arbitrary sometimes. Well, it doesn't seem. It is arbitrary sometimes where there are price differences for the exact same accommodations. So, well, that's ridiculous. It should be just you're charged whatever you're charged. And it doesn't matter, but that's not the case.
No.
And that's not the case even. That's interesting. I didn't know about the single versus group.
But. So, folks, the next time you book a flight or something, you got to keep an eye on this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when you do your searching and so on, I mean, I guess the airlines are looking to make money wherever they're looking to make money, and they figure people aren't paying attention to this. Well, people need to start. Somebody is starting to pay attention to this. Then finally, before we break, here's this. All right, you're on your plane. The plane lands. Tad, this drives me crazy every time. The plane is probably not even at the gate yet.
Yeah.
All right? It's rolling to the gate. People are bounding out of their seats, going for their bag, getting in the aisle, because they want to get out the door, bang, as fast as they can.
Stay seated.
And there's this...
Seatbelt on.
Yes. I mean, there's this traffic jam.
Until the plane comes to a stop.
Traffic jam in the aisle. Drives me nuts, okay? Drives a lot of people nuts, but some of you do it. Come on, admit it. Tell the truth. Well, in the country of Turkey, apparently they're starting to fight back on this.
Turkeys.
If you do this, you will be penalized.
Take that.
All right? It says here, passengers caught violating these guidelines will be subject to a fine of 2,603 Turkish liras.
Oh.
Now, that's the method of money in Turkey.
You're saying fine.
Fine.
Just reminds me something of I'll bring up tomorrow.
Now, 2,603 Turkish liras is about $67 of our money. So you do this in Turkey. I'm warning you if you're going to Turkey. All right. Didn't I see something about a wrestling competition in Turkey? All right, somewhere
Turkish
in Turkey.
Love their wrestling.
$67 fine if you get up too soon.
All right.
Just keep your seat. All right, let's take a break.
Let's do it. We're coming right back. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com on the other side.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Best Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Attention triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O. Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, kind enough to join us here this morning for the final segment. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning. Are we talk radio or sports radio? I'm trying.
It just depends on the moment.
Yeah, with us, we
cross the line frequently.
You never know exactly where we are.
And we kind of like it that way.
That's good. So what do you guys want to talk about this morning?
Oh, we've got questions.
Okay.
Questions galore.
Joe, I took my dog out this morning, and I guess I enjoyed the enhanced sunrise because there's smoke in the sky.
Enhanced, yes.
And, one weather outlet called it enhanced. I'm thinking, I don't know what that means. First off, Joe, what is all of Canada burning again? Like it's not raining there? What's going on?
These were some wildfires that broke out in south central Canada in the wake of a period of warm, dry weather. There's actually a cold spring again in Canada, but when we got cold at the end of May, that part of Canada warmed up, dried out, and so they had some enhanced forest fires. And they came this way. Now, Canada, if you look at the actual data, Canadian wildfires have been decreasing over the last 2 to 3 decades. So every once in a while, if you get a return to where it was, you see something like this go off. But, okay, we didn't hear any wildfire stories last year, right? Well, why wasn't that a big newsmaker? Hey, look, there were no wildfires at all in Canada. Of course, 2023 was really bad up there.
Yes,
and a lot of them looked like who knows who's lighting this stuff. But I suspect these went off with thunderstorms a couple of weeks ago that went through there as the pattern began to change. And if you don't get enough rain, they get a lot of thunderstorms that are relatively dry out there, so that probably set them off. But in any case, it'll be a few days, and then it'll go by, and it's not like the rest of the summer is going to be like this. It's just a few days ago, the sky was such a crisp blue that you say, how the heck is this summer? We've spent, the United States, to our credit, has spent a lot of money cleaning sulfur dioxide out of the air. And there are a lot of hot days in the middle of the summer when I was a kid were very hazy, are now quite clear. I mean, there were some days last year that were, near 90 degrees and the dew point was 70, and it looked like I was in Bermuda because the sky was so clear. You could see the outline of the cumulus clouds, and that didn't used to be the case. And, part of this bird-brained idea that we're going to dim the sun is to put sulfur dioxide back up into the air, which I'm like, wait a minute, we spent hundreds of billions of dollars cleaning sulfur dioxide. There's a big difference. Carbon dioxide is a gas. Sulfur dioxide is a particulate matter. I mean, little tiny nuclei that cause a lot of problems. They're not natural to a human being. Carbon dioxide is. So you don't want that kind of stuff in the air. And yet, you've got people in Britain, and I think, our friend Bill Gates, I mean, he didn't screw up enough with vaccines and stuff like that. Let's just try this now. So some of the stuff that's going on is kind of weird. So it's a different kind of haze from what you used to see during the summer before we cleaned SO2 out of the air.
Well, by chance, do you, have an advanced Canada weather forecast? Because I remember that 2 years ago, and it was really bad. I mean,
it was bad for a while. Then later in the summer, it quit. Canada, looking at what's going on in Canada now, the jet stream should retreat to the north. Summer's coming for the United States, so this big ridge is going to be centered over the lakes, in 10 to 15 days, 10 to 20 days. And the kind of haze you'll see in the air is the kind of haze you're used to in the summer. You know, what the haze particles should do is track their origin, all right? Like, you know, hey, I'm from Canada. Oh, I'm from Mexico. You know, you go down to Houston, for instance. Houston, when I was a kid, I lived down at College Station, you know, the sky was not hazy. It's hazy all the time now. The reason it's hazy is because of Venezuela and their refineries. They're just spewing all that junk into the air. And I'm not talking about CO2. I'm talking about particulate matter. And the natural flow as you get into summer from in Houston comes from the south-southeast. So you literally get smoke from the clear cup burning they do in the Yucatan. I don't know if you've ever flown over the Yucatan in spring, but that's how they chop down trees. They burn them, right? And all that comes up into the southern part of the United States. A lot of it is not the local refineries around Houston doing that to Houston. It's coming from a different origin. So, I mean, maybe that's what we have to do is we have to track where all this is coming from. You know, when we were younger, when I was at Penn State, we used to look at where the origin of parcels of air were. In other words, we're getting this storm. Where's the origin region of the moisture? Because that was always very important into how much input into the system you were going to have and how much snow it would produce or rain it would produce. But I don't see us tracking that stuff anymore. So I don't know. If you're looking for someone to blame, I don't know who to blame. But there's always a story behind what you see in front of you. That's not the story. The story began long ago, and of course, with wildfires or whether Venezuela is pumping all garbage up into the air. You know, that has a lot to do with it. It's China. I mean, there were times some of the dust storms in China were actually getting all the way over to here because that's the way the weather works. Now, 50, 60 years ago, when we weren't as conscious of this or we didn't have the kind of technology we had today, we didn't know that. It was a hazy day. But there might have been forest fires burning in Canada.
All right, now let's track this. All right, I see a separate story about some giant dust storm flying from Africa across the Atlantic over our direction. And it's supposed to be bigger than ever or something like that. What's going on with that?
There's a burst of African dust that occurs every single year. Every single year I have to write something on Twitter or something about it. So I guess I'm going to have to do it again. Every single year. Every year they do this. Every year they, you know, talk about eating, here it comes, and all this. It's just relentless. It's relentless, and it's because people won't sit up and actually look at what's happened before. But I guess it gives me something to do.
So you're suggesting this might not be the end of the world as we know it, is what I'm starting to gather from you.
If we're still on next week, God willing, then we know that this did not end the world as we know it. I was doing some calculations with Grok last night with what's going on in Ukraine. And apparently it's come out that our former president did not know that he signed an executive order that shut down liquid natural gas exports. So we weren't, in other words, what happened was we basically, in the name of the phony climate war, which is what I call it, or environmentalism, we quit shipping liquid natural gas to Europe. And Europe needed natural gas, so they got it from Russia. And so Europe pays Russia for their natural gas. Russia then turns that into whatever Russia wants to turn it into. It seems like they've been turning it into a war-fighting machine. And then Europe has to spend money to defend Ukraine from Russia. And I'm like, in what world is this even rational? That you literally gave someone the money to fight a war that you have to fight back against. And I don't think for a second that was Joe Biden. I don't, and the reason why is, you know, look, for whatever some of you folks, this is probably black conservatives will say, Joe Biden, I've studied his career. He wasn't that irrational about stuff. But some of the things that were going on, we're like, where did this come from? That's not Joe Biden, right? and the chances it wasn't. So I want you to think about something. And this is in the name of climate extremism. We shut down our LNG imports or exports to Europe. Europe still needs natural gas. So they had to go to Russia to get the natural gas. So they pay Russia for the natural gas. Does anybody seriously believe that Russia was not using that money to fund what they're doing in Ukraine? So they got to get to the bottom of who actually signed off on this. But that's what I'm talking about when you are so fixated on something in the future that you will sacrifice a practicality right now for some idea in the future. I see Greta is no longer on climate. Now she's out freeing Palestine.
Yeah.
I wonder if that boat, hey, folks, that boat in the Mediterranean, I was looking at it, but, you know, the Freedom Flotilla or whatever she wants to call it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many fossil fuel products or byproducts of fossil fuels were needed to build that boat.
I was wondering the same thing.
But anyway,
and whether they actually care. Real quick, Joe, on the as far as the weather this week, we do have some graduation ceremonies coming up this weekend with local high schools. Might be a little dicey.
Yeah, I think we're going to have showers and thunderstorms around Friday, and I guess that's graduation day for most.
Yes.
My graduation day was just horrible. It was typical South Jersey, humid, and the gnats. We were getting our diplomas and trying to kill gnats with the diplomas, and they just sat us out there for 2 hours. And for some of you high school graduates, I love you, but you probably should wish for rain so you could just get pushed indoors. Or here's your diploma. Have a good time. Go out. You know,
get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh. But in all seriousness, what we talked about last week, the big flip is coming. We're going way up into the 80s.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and Thursday, and then we have a front coming Friday. It's going to be there'll be showers and thunderstorms around. It's going to take its sweet old time getting through here, and behind it, Saturday's liable to be a cool day with temperatures in the 60s and some rain and drizzle from time to time. So you step back, but then it's going to reload. And later next week comes another surge of warmth, and June's going to wind up warmer than normal around here. So, I guess if you're rooting on rain for your graduation so you can stay inside or get it done quick, then this is your kind of pattern.
Victory,
I know I'd be rooting for that.
No. No. I remember my high school graduation. It was a warm, humid evening. Halfway through the ceremony, this big thunderstorm rolls in. Halfway through. And we had to rush people into the gymnasium, which was absolute mayhem. And it wasn't big enough to hold everybody. So then there was arguing, like, who gets to get in? Insane night.
What year was that?
1981. June 3. 1981.
June 3, I'm going, when I'm done, look at the weather map, and I'll text it over to Jeff, and then you can do whatever you want with it.
Perfect.
I love doing that when someone tells me something happened. Like, I used to,
you gotta verify. Joe, we are flat out of time. What should we do with that there weather?
Enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
We thank you. That is Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Folks, have yourselves a terrific Tuesday. Pirates baseball at 6:15. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.